"Which way?" asked Tom, when Rogue's Roost was a mile behind him in the fog and he felt calm enough to speak again. "Northwest," Hester replied. "Anchorage. I've got to go back there. A terrible thing has happened." "Pennyroyal," guessed Tom. "I know. I worked it out just before I left. There wasn't time to tell anyone. You were right about him. I should have listened to you."
"Pennyroyal?"
Hester was staring at him as if he'd spoken in a language she didn't understand. She shook her head. "Archangel is on their trail."
"Oh, great quirk," whispered Tom.
"Are you sure? But how could Archangel have learned Anchorage's course?" Hester just took the controls and locked in a course, north by northwest, then turned, her hands behind her, clutching the edge of the control panel so hard it hurt. She said, "I saw you kissing Freya, and I... Patches of silence formed between her words like ice. She wanted to tell him the truth. She really did. But as she looked at his poor, scratched, frightened face, she found she couldn't bear to. "Het, I'm sorry," he said suddenly. "It doesn't matter," she said. "I mean, me too. What are we going to do? About Anchorage? They can't go on if there's only a dead continent ahead of them, and they can't turn back if Archangel's behind them." "I don't know," said Hester. "Let's just get there first, and we'll think of something."
"But what?"
Tom started to ask, but he didn't finish, because Hester had taken his face between her hands and was busy kissing him.